boom, boom. What? Boom, boom, boom. Dur, dur, dur. What's up, y'all? Thanks for tuning in to Make It Make Sense. This is not a regular podcast. This is a cool podcast where you be yourself and not give a fuck. I'm Keisha at K is for Keisha on IG, and I'm going to be talking to someone new every single week about different topics. So make sure you guys tune in every single Monday for the new episodes. Also, make sure you guys are following this page at Make It Make Sense with _. Thanks for listening. Yerp. Thank you guys for tuning in to Make It Make Sense. Today I got my two lovely guests, Luz.
Hello.
And I have Anna Lee.
Hola.
Today is about inner you and mental health. Like, this subject has been circling around a lot lately, which I really like because it hasn't really been out there like that. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely something that needs to be talked about. We're going to be talking about really deep subjects. Just bear with us. Okay, so how was it like for you guys growing up? How was your household? Like, how would you just say, like, how was it?
That's a really good question. I feel like my household was toxic, but completely full of love at the same time. And I feel like a lot of times that, like, makes no sense. Like, when I say that, people are like, what are you talking about?
Ooh, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Like, elaborate if you can.
Like, I had a lot of, like, family arguments, and, like, a lot of my family members have mental issues themselves, like mental health issues. A lot of them did drugs and alcohol, but it's never to the point where they didn't wake up one day and not tell you that they loved you. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, I see what you mean.
I can relate to that because growing up, we were always, you know, together. Like, we grew up together, all the cousins, but there were some of my aunts on drugs. It was kind of toxic, fighting all the time. The drugs were a real big part, so. But I really don't remember a lot of my childhood. I don't know why. Like, people always ask me, like, oh, do you remember this? Do you remember that? But it's like a blank.
Like a blur.
Yeah. That's like, the only stuff I kind of remember is, like, stuff that happened to me that was bad.
Did you grow up with, like, both parents?
No. Just my mom. I never met my dad. He left my mom when I was, like, one, I want to say. So I never really knew him. Just mom household.
You got both parents?
I have both parents, but they do not live in the same household. And a lot of my childhood revolved around them fighting over me. Like, who's the better parent and who gets the kid? And, like, that alone did a lot of damage. But, I mean, they're both very good parents. They just do not see eye to eye all the time. And I'm constantly, like, stuck in the middle of them, even as an adult, like, now.
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, me, I had a single mom, and I didn't know my dad until I was 21. I still wouldn't even consider, like, I know him, because it's still, like, talking to a stranger, essentially, because, like, I haven't seen him, like, physically or anything, so it's, like, it's really fucking weird. I just had my mom and my brother and sister's dad when I was 6, and that was a different situation in itself, because my mom, when I never, like, knew him, like, outside of him being my quote-unquote stepdad, because, like, she got married, like, no one knew about it. Like, they got married in the courthouse and just, like, called and said, oh, yeah, I'm married. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, the hell? And it's just me. So it's like, imagine just knowing just your mom at 6, and it's just, like, now it's, like, a whole nother person that's about to live with y'all. Like, it was fucking weird.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yeah, like,
I felt like that about my stepmother for so long.
It's just like, who are you? Like, why are you here?
Yeah, I never really liked any of my mom's boyfriends. Like, not even my little brother's dad. Like, I hated it.
Yeah, like, I still hate, like, their dad. Like, I can't take it. It's like, oh, like, ew.
I don't know. I just be like, all right. But then when my mom was dating Sandy's dad, it took me a while to get, like, comfortable with him.
Right. But at least you got comfortable. Yeah. Like, I've never been comfortable with that nigga. Like, it's just fucking, yeah, like, I just, to this day, like, it's just ill. Like, being around him, like, I just feel, like, his toxic vibe, and it's just, like, get the fuck away from me. Like, no, seriously, like, I hate when he's around. Like, as sad as it is, like, I hate when he's around my brother and sister. Like, he's just, like, a negative person. Like, the shit that he's, like, done and said to my mom, like, that shit is not cool, and it's just, like, and that made me, like, in a way, like, very resentful to my mom, because it's just, like, you don't deserve that. Like, you should essentially like love yourself more. But granted, like, I don't know what my mom went through. I don't know how she grew up and stuff like that. So it's like me, like I'm more in tune with myself than she is. So like she didn't really know how to like handle that stuff, I guess. But it was just like, why are you doing that? Like, you deserve so much better. Like, fuck this nigga. Like, I'll say no.
But you know how I feel about
him,
so.
Right, yeah. Like, it was just like very abusive. Like, he verbally abused my mom, like physically and shit like that. Like, me seeing that stuff, like, and as a female, like, that made me very aggressive because, like, I felt like I always had to defend my mom. Like, the person that was supposed to be there for her and defend her was not doing that. He was doing more harm than good. And I was not fucking with that shit at all.
Like,
anything traumatizing happened to you guys?
Yeah.
Let's go first.
Who do you want to go first?
Shit, yeah. I don't know. We all got first? Something to say. Yeah, I'll go first.
Okay.
To make it more comfortable. Mm. But, so like I said, I don't like their bed. I don't like him for a reason, because when, like I said, I was like 6 when they got together, and then shortly after that, my sister came along, and when she was a baby, and we had to get babysat by like his family members and shit.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the house, like it's literally like down the street from my grandparents' house, like, and it was like his cousin, whose nickname was Kiki. That's why I hate when people outside of my family call me Kiki, because it's like a fucking trigger.
Mm-hmm.
But like, my little sister was a baby, and he just like, he brought me into this room, and he like picked me up, sat me on the dresser, started touching me down there, like rubbing his dick all up on me, like telling me to relax, kissing on me, all this shit. And if it was not for my little sister crying, he probably would have raped me.
Mm-hmm.
Like deadass, he probably would have deadass raped me. And I was terrified. So like every time like me passing the house now, it's just like my heart starts pounding and shit. It's just like, what the fuck? And like I never told my mom until like once, like 2 or 3 months ago. Like she had no clue. And I'm 24 now. That shit happened like 18 years ago. She never knew. And it's like their dad too is just like, I don't know. It's like, it's like their family. Like, and like my mom knew I hated him, but like I never told her what like it stemmed from. So like she just felt like, I don't know, like I don't know, I don't want to speak for her because I genuinely don't know how she felt, but me sensing it from the outside looking in, like I feel like she thought I was like jealous of their relationship or something, because like I didn't know my dad and it's someone new coming in. So she felt like I was like trying to push somebody away from her, but that was, it really wasn't the case.
Well, what did she say when you told her?
She said like, oh, she was very apologetic. She just kept saying sorry, like she felt really bad. Like she felt like she was a bad parent. Like she was like, how she was supposed to be there to protect me, I didn't tell her, blah, blah, blah. She kept asking like, why didn't I tell her? And I'm just like, essentially, like I just felt like she wouldn't believe me, because like it was some shit like he would do and I would tell her about it. And it's just like, she wouldn't even like do it. Like when, I'll never forget, when I lived in fucking Neptune, this nigga, before I even knew my dad, like, and I had my little sister and stuff, he's like, oh, like, tell my little sister not to hug me and not to kiss me, because I'm not their blood. We don't have the same blood. Yeah, like, I'm not her real sister. Yeah, so it's just like, and she, my mom was standing right there when he said that shit. And it's like, she told him, like, oh, they can't be together, blah, blah, blah. But, like, they were married, so at the end of the day, they still were together. And, like, I still had to see this nigga. Like, I felt like nothing was being done. So it was like, if I said that to her, like, what the fuck happened? I don't think shit was gonna be done. It wasn't gonna change nothing. Like, it already happened. Like, what else can she do? So, yeah.
Well, did you know that as of 2014, 70% of young girls have been sexually assaulted by the age of 16?
I believe
now,
it.
Now, being that we're going into 2020, that's risen to 86%
Sheesh.
Of all women. So,
and a lot don't even speak on it.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody does. I kind of feel like that plays into like a PTSD type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's very prevalent in my family. And I always had my dad and my mom in the background telling me like not to get close to my cousins or not to sit on anybody's lap or don't hug anybody, don't leave my sight. And I like never understood why. But I completely understand, and the older that I got, the more I saw it happening. Like, you're supposed to be family. You're not supposed to look at me the way that you're looking at me.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I can see it, and it's making me uncomfortable.
Comfortable, yep.
I fortunately was never in a situation where I had to personally go through a traumatic situation like that, mm-hmm. but my little sister was by somebody that was so close to us. And
always someone close.
What's disgusting about it is that she was so little. Like, she was, I think, maybe four.
Oh, my God.
4 or 5. And I'm so much older than her. Mm-hmm. So when she finally told us, it was kind of like, I felt like I failed her. I kind of felt like, why didn't he pick me?
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't he pick me instead of her?
Yeah.
You gotta be, like, a disgusting, sick fuck to pick somebody.
A child.
4 years old.
Yeah.
Listen, that's a murder case.
You know what I mean?
You ain't about to touch.
You don't want to, like, sound like that, like,
this nigga in Long Branch just got convicted for that shit. A 4-year-old.
Disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's
like,
fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's people are fucking sick in the head. Like,
I think, like I said, that I didn't like my little brother's dad. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't anything that he did. Is one time we were at his house and like one of his friends were over. Mm-hmm. And me, my sister, and my brother, they're both older than me. We were all sleeping on like the pullout couch. And my mom and my little brother's dad was in the room, and his friend was in the living room with us. And I was on the outside. I think my sister was in the middle, and my brother was on the other end. And he was on the side by me, like in a recliner chair.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like touching me, making me touch his dick. I'm like, all right. I don't even remember how old I was. It was before my little brother was born, so I was probably like 6 or 7.
Same age.
And yeah. So I was like, I resented him for that. Mm-hmm. He was like, that was your friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And I also resented my mom because I wanted to sleep in their room with them, but they wouldn't let me in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then I was going to move on the inside, but I didn't want him to like do the same to my sister
mm-hmm.
or my brother. So I just like sat there and took it. And I never really told anybody until just now.
Oh.
No, I told Quaver once, like a long time ago,
mm-hmm.
when like MySpace was still.
It's like exactly what I'm talking about. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You were held.
Six, seven,
yeah.
Sexually harassed.
Yeah. And that shit still like
it affects PTSD. You. Yeah. Yeah. It still affects
and it's
you.
Like before, I was like sexually active. I was like scared because I'm like, I don't want to like touch you and mm-hmm. like that. I don't want you to rub on me. But yeah, it's definitely something that sticks with you.
Why didn't you tell your mom?
I don't know. Even stuff like me and my mom never really had a relationship like that where we talk about stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think like part of my memory loss, like I don't remember a lot of stuff when I was little. I think it's because a lot of it was bad. And I feel like my mind just blocked it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't really talk to people about stuff like that. I just hold it in, which is toxic.
Yeah, honestly.
When you have traumatic experiences that are traumatic enough to make you not want to remember,
mm-hmm.
your brain kicks in a chemical and literally makes you not remember
mm-hmm.
until you're triggered.
And people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
Depression, stress, all that, it literally makes you lose your memories.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. like weird because I personally never really, I can't say that I didn't believe that type of stuff, but like I firsthand experienced it with my sister. Like when she finally told us, it was like a spiral.
Yeah.
And I'm still continuously learning how to not trigger her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm continuously trying to learn how to take her pain away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I'm always stuck at a dead end because I don't know how. She doesn't want to be loved. She doesn't want to be touched.
And how old is she now?
She's 17, actually. Oh. She just turned 17. Yeah. So it's
that
like...
happened to her so young.
Yeah. And I feel like it's really bad for me just because I found out when I was a senior, and at that time I kind of lost all my friends, like all of my closest best friends, my very best friend, and I didn't have anybody to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like I'm trying to deal with this on my own. Mm-hmm. And it was just like it was just too much. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I think sometimes talking about it triggers it for me. Like right now I'm literally over here shaking because I hate talking about it.
No, like, I get it. Because that's how... I've never said that to anyone. So, like...
So now?
Yeah. Like, no one knows that shit about me. And, like I said, I literally just told my mom, like, 2-3 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't even fucking know.
It takes a lot to talk about it.
Yeah. But, like, this is why we here. We making sense to some shit. Hello. But how was school for you guys? Like...
I was bullied a lot.
Girl, same. Shit, same.
Like, starting from when I was in, like, kindergarten.
Same.
I got bullied for having chubby cheeks. I got bullied for being light-skinned. I got bullied for being a crybaby because I hated school. So same. I would legit cry, go to the guidance counselor, like, I want to go home. And I remember one time, like, I was crying so much. I guess I had, like, my eyes were red or something. Mm-hmm. And this boy called me a raccoon because it looked like I had, like, bags or whatever under my eye. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, like kids. Yeah, kids are like fucking ruthless. I love school. That was the difference because I just like I love learning. Like I was a little nerd. I don't give a fuck. And I was always in like the honor classes and shit. But just like you said, I'd be like the littlest shit. Like my cheeks, like how tall I was. Like this bitch fucking bullied me because I liked ham. I was like, yeah, literally because I like ham. And I'm just like, are you serious? Like, she's like, oh yeah, you like ham because they all like turkey. Like, it was literally the dumbest shit, bro. Like, the dumbest shit. And like, I see like that. And it's always females. Mm-hmm. So it's like that shit and niggas too, but it was mainly females. And like, that just made me so like standoffish to bitches. Like, yeah. To this day, it's just, like, once I get, like, a negative vibe from you, like, that's it. Like, it's no changing it. Yeah, and it's just, like, some people, they probably don't mean to come off that way, or they probably don't see, like, the shit that they do. Like, it's a trigger to me, but they probably don't know about it.
Yeah, same.
So, it's just, like, that shit just, it irks the fuck out of me. Like,
no. One time I was bullied because I feel like it was second grade, and we used to play, like, family or whatever, like, the mom, the dad, and I didn't want to be this boy's like wife. Mm-hmm. So they started bullying me. I'm like,
childish.
I
like,
want to be your wife and fake family. Oh my God, I hated people.
Did life at home like affect you at school?
Definitely. There were days like we'd be dealing with one situation that, you know, maybe my mom was dealing with her alcohol or whatever, and then it was a long night. I'd go to school like upset already, and I'm like, I hate everybody. I don't want to be here. Don't talk to me. I used to pick fights in like kindergarten, first grade, because I don't know, I just needed to lash out. I felt like at home, the attention was already like on all the other drama that was going on. Mm-hmm. So I felt like at school, that's all I could do.
Yeah, that was like your attention seeking. Yeah.
But then when I would get bullied, it would be like, well, now what the fuck do
I do? Right, like, fuck y'all. I can't, this is my time to shine.
I can't express myself at school. I can't express myself at home.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I started, like, holding everything in. Mm-hmm. So then that's when it all started.
Understandable.
School was, like, I didn't like school. And not because I was bullied. I feel like it was the opposite. Just because I wasn't bullied, I was constantly sexualized, as in like catcalling and like stupid little things. Like I can literally specifically remember like walking down like a stairwell in the high school and just like some random boy touching me like in places that he shouldn't be, and it's like, oh, wow. I can't turn around and like do something,
fuck him up. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
What I mean? Mm-hmm. There's like 60 kids coming down the steps and mm-hmm. fall and like die, but right. It was every single fucking day. It was to the point where boys would like look at me and be like, why do you wear sweatpants? Like, why are you always in like big baggy clothes? And it's like, you're making me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're sexualizing me and you don't even want to know me.
Yeah.
I relate to that.
I was.
Shit, you see this ass?
I mean? And my boobs.
Yeah, that's, like.
It's crazy.
That shit is annoying.
That's why it's I always used to slouch, because I feel like when I sit up, like my they boobs. They just up. And it's mm-hmm.
Like, why are you sexualizing me? What the hell is wrong with
like,
you?
Especially like, how young were we? Like,
come on. Like, my at-home life would definitely affect me being in school, because like, there was so much going on at home that by the time I got to school, I was just completely 100% over the day, and I just woke up. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to be touched. I don't want to be looked at. I don't want you to look at me. I don't want any type of attention, and it was just always there. And it's like, why aren't you talking? Why aren't you looking at me? Why aren't you, like, just leave me alone?
Right. You know what I mean? But you like, have your reasons.
But nobody ever understood that, because I never told anybody. Mm. I would hold things in, like, people like, I guess people thought I had like this perfect like fine life, and I really didn't, like,
yeah,
I really didn't. It was wild.
Yeah, I would say like it. I brought it to school too, because I was always so aggressive, and it was just like, not like I'm very sarcastic, so it's like I'll say something and I'm loud, so like I'll say something playfully and like someone will take it in a way that was like all deep and shit like that, and then that will piss me off, and like that will make me mad, and they're like, oh, there you go, da, 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 da. Yeah, and it's just like the shit was just so irritating, because it's like at home, like I was already going through shit, so it was like I felt like school was like my time to like kind of like get away from it type shit, like be around different people and stuff like that. But again, like with the bullying and stuff, like I didn't know to how to like express myself. Yeah. So it was like, I was very awkward.
Now we're like stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
Express yourself at home.
Right. Yourself at school. Exactly. Yeah. So it's just like, especially like when I was about to stab this nigga in high school, like I had to go to like the anger management and shit like that. And it's just, I'm happy that I did have to go to that, because they forced like family therapy as well. Like it was sessions where I was talking to therapists, like my mom had to come. So like, but some of the shit that my mom was saying to me was pissing me the fuck off. Mm-hmm. So then she'll be like, oh, there it is, da, da, da. And that'll piss me off even more. Cause it's just like, bro, like you don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Like I'll say something and she'll try and tell me, especially if it was how I felt, she'd be like, oh yeah, like that's not true, da, 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 da. Like, how you gonna tell me how you made me feel, right? Like that shit was like so irritating. So like that always made me so upset. Cause like it'll happen like with people that I consider my friends too. It's just like, what the fuck are you talking about? Leave me the fuck alone. Like, it was just very irritating.
There was a time they tried to send me to counseling and I was not having it.
Yeah, like I was very like standoffish about it. Like, even looking back at it, I wouldn't even say like it didn't help. It helped to a certain extent, because like the people that was in there, like it was like all types of people that was in there, like people that tried to kill themselves and like all types of drug problems. Like it was literally just like everything combined in there too. So it was just very weird. And then it didn't make sense to me until after I got out of that shit, I went back to school and stuff. People fucking thought I went back to Neptune. Like they're like, cause I was out of school since like the end of February to May.
Is that when you went to Long Branch?
Yeah, like I was in Long Branch at that time. This was my junior year. So it was like, and that shit was just like the rumors and stuff that was triggering me and shit like that. Like it was just like, I didn't even want to be here no more. Like I tried to kill myself, like shit happening at home too. Like I was sitting there fucking cutting myself and literally about to drown myself. My mom called the cops on me. Like I was fucking admitted into the hospital and the psych ward. Like it was like really fucking bad. And I'm just looking around at all these people. I'm just like, do I really need to be here? Like,
right.
It was mad, like,
on this level as everybody.
Yeah, because it's like, I know I'm fucked up in the head, but it's like, am I really that fucked up? But, like, I really was fucked up, like, and I can't blame other people's battles, because, again, like, people don't even know shit about me. I don't know about them, but. Yeah. Have you guys ever had any suicidal thoughts or acts?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like more recently than, like, how do I even word that? I feel like it's been more recent in my adulthood than in my teenage years. Because I kind of feel like when I was a teenager, like, I would brush things under the rug so I didn't have to feel it. And I was kind of, like, standoffish, and I was aggressive like you. And I feel like if you were to talk to any boy that, like, we went to school with, they would tell you that I'm a bitch.
Everybody says that about me.
I am. I'm aggressive. But it's like, now that I'm telling you why I was acting that way, it's like they understand.
It makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense. But it's like, it's like more, I feel like when you're an adult and now you have to deal with relationships and people and work and money and family and kids and dogs and all this wild shit, and you forgot to feed the fish and now the fish is dead. It's like, you're losing your shit by the end of the day.
Yeah.
It's like,
you know how many fish I done killed?
You know what I mean? I don't want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I don't want to be here anymore. I feel like I didn't sign up for this, and why am I here? And I feel like it's a pity party. So once I feel like I'm in, I've gotten to a good place that once I sat down and I gave myself the pity party, I would like have to think about it. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Get up. That,
yeah.
Get up. Like, and I feel like that took me a really long time to do that, because there really was a time where I was so broken and so hurt that my literal own boyfriend would have to pick me up off the ground.
Like, no, I believe it. Because I was literally like the same way.
Same thing. Like,
yeah.
I'm picking you up because you're on the floor and you haven't eaten and you haven't showered and I care about you.
Mm-hmm. So you get need up. People like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I didn't. I never did. Because my mom goes through the same things as me. So it's like when we're in the house together, and we're all depressed. We're all depressed.
Just like nobody, me and my mom, yeah.
Nobody to get you up and say, get up.
Mm-hmm.
So when he came into my life, he was kind of like, get up,
mm-hmm.
get up. So I feel like you need people like that, because if not, you'll really follow through with things like that.
Yeah, you know the negative talk and shit mm-hmm. in your head. Like when I was young, like it's the opposite for me, because when I was younger, like Anna said, like it was more so like, I didn't know how to deal with it, one. My mom wasn't listening to me like I wanted her to, two. And it was just like, I didn't have no one to go to. Like, I just felt like it was just me. But now, like you said, Luz, I'm older now. So like, it's and like I had those experiences. Like I had to go to that fucking anger management shit. I had to go to the hospital. So it's like, I had those shits that forced me to like wake up. Or like this, that, and a fourth. So yeah. like, and I had those experiences when I was a kid. Now I'm an adult. So it's like, if I do these shits now, it's just like the extent to it is gonna be even deeper. Like, I'm happy to have AJ, because AJ, he fucking helps me a lot. Mm-hmm. Like when I go through those thoughts and shit like that, because it's like, bro, that shit, it gets deep. But I'm happy like it's not as often as it was before. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy that I did have like that help to a certain extent. That's why now it's just like I'm more accepting to therapy, because I had like a dose of it already. So, but it's just the process of going about it, because I'm still like high key uncomfortable with it. Like yeah. I don't like being vulnerable at all. So
I mean, I'm trying to learn, and it was to the point where I was like so broken that my mom started to notice that I was more broken than her. And she looked at me and she's like, how can I help you? And I was so angry. I was like, you can't help me because you're just as broken as I am.
Right. It's like the blind leading the blind.
Who's gonna help me? Mm-hmm. You can't help me.
Yeah.
And I realized that it made her feel worse. Like she was a bad parent, and it like put her into, that was like a trigger for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because she would always tell us that she had kids because she wanted somebody to love her that would never leave her.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that's why my mom did the same too. Cause my mom had me at 17. Mm-hmm. So it was like, and that's why I don't take some of the stuff that she does like so serious and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like, we both, there's two people in the house that has it. I don't know what she went through. She had me at a young ass age. She didn't have a childhood. She didn't have the experiences that I have now. So it's like, I don't know what the hell she's battling, but I have my own shit that's battling. That's why we always like butted heads too. And again, I was always like the aggressor
mm-hmm.
compared mm-hmm. to her, because she's more sensitive than me. Like she'll sit in her room like all day. Me, I'll sit in my room all day, but then I'll like, my friend will come or something like, and I'm out of the house. Like she doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
So as I get older, like I kind of like try to understand it more, but.
I would say now that I have Jax, it's not as bad, but postpartum depression, this shit is real, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not as bad as it was the first few weeks, but this shit is definitely draining. But I wanna say my depression really started when I was little. Actually, it started with anxiety, because my mom, she would be, you know, whatever, drinking, doing her drugs, running around. My sister was doing the same thing. My brother was playing basketball, so it was always just me.
Mm-hmm.
And there were days where my mom would come home, no one would come home, and I'll go like in the streets looking for them. I'm like 10 years old, and my anxiety was just really high.
Because you had yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then my depression started from my anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But having Jax, I don't have suicidal thoughts, because it's like I have to live for him.
Mm-hmm.
But during pregnancy, oh my God. I was like,
I can imagine.
I was just in the house 24/7. I couldn't work because I would have like fainting spells.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I like had to be with someone at like all times. So I was just in my room all day 24/7. And the thoughts that went through my head, like, it's so hard to speak about, because like, you never want to have those thoughts. You never want to have those like thoughts like, maybe I should have gotten an abortion, but that shit happened. Like, it's real.
I'm glad you didn't though. I'm glad you didn't listen to those voices. You were strong.
It's so hard to not listen to those voices sometimes.
But you gotta look at how far you got though, because now you have Jax to look at. I have my neph, my big man. My big man is here. Yeah.
But I want to say the worst like suicide thought attempt was probably like 2 years ago. Was that 2017?
Mm-hmm. Well, I came back from school.
I took as many pills as I could, and it was bad.
Well, I'm glad it didn't work.
Yeah. Seriously.
That was like the worst time ever.
I'm glad you
I'm still healing from it. And that was like May 19th. And then my baby shower was on May 19th.
Yeah.
I was like, I tried to kill myself 2 years ago on May 19th.
I was so happy when you posted that. Yeah, I was so happy when you posted that. Like, I had the biggest smile because it's just like, we're friends. We've known each other for 10 plus years. Mm-hmm. Like, you going through shit that I'm learning shit about you that I didn't know about. So I'm happy that you fought those demons. Like,
I'm shocked. I'm like, I know you guys are like friends and stuff, and we're really not that close, but I like, thank you for trusting me.
Right.
I feel so comfortable with you. Like, we talk about so much stuff.
I can't see other people cry because then I start to cry.
No, because I'm over here like trying to push it back. I got to host this shit. This is my shit.
You can't do a podcast with three girls.
Right. No, seriously.
I try not to like get emotional about it, but it's so hard.
No, well, if you get emotional, let it out.
I feel like, so that's where I'm at in my life. Like, I just let shit come and go. And if I want to cry about it, I will fucking cry.
Seriously.
If I want to throw a pity party for myself for 5 minutes, I'll put my phone on the timer, bitch, and I will do my pity party.
Yo, this girl I met over the summer, she did the same thing. She was so upset over a nigga, and she set a timer for 20 minutes. She was like, I'm going to give myself 20 minutes to be upset about this, and once this go off, I'm going to be done.
Thug it out.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's so healthy. Like, I never thought of, like, different ways to cope with shit like that.
I googled these things because, like I said, like around the same time as you, like May of 2017 was like so bad for me.
Oh my god, that must have just been like,
it was
when I fucking graduated. That was like a happy part for me, but before then it was horrible
for me. And I like, it was to the point where I was so hurt that I was googling how to make myself feel better because nothing would work.
You should see my internet.
I was like, right. And then I found things that made me feel better because there were days where, like, Nook was at work and he can't be with me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do right now to make myself feel better? Okay, I'm going to meditate and I don't know what it is. I'm just going to try it.
Meditation? That shit is therapy.
No, seriously.
It's real.
Janae's trigger mantra, trigger protection mantra, that shit, every morning when I stretch, like, it's amazing. Like, it puts me in a space and I'm just like, literally, like, you forget about every single thing. Like, I just listen to her words and I'm just like, I am protected. Like, even when I'm anxious, I listen to that. Like, I'm happy that I found like that. Like, that's my coping. Like, that one song, because I don't know anything else right now. But
anytime I was having like suicidal thoughts or anything while I was pregnant, that's what I would do. I would turn all the lights off, close my door, put in some headphones, and meditate.
Yeah.
That shit will bring you back to reality.
Seriously.
It works. It really does.
So what are like some healthy, well, we talked about some healthy ways, but what's other healthy ways that you guys cope? Is that all?
Well, I have a lot because I'm a freak of nature. I feel like I need different things because if I focus on one thing, I'll get bored. I get bored easily.
That's me.
That's really me.
So like, I like astrology and I like reading my zodiac. I like to meditate. I like to dive into crystals. I like to take hot showers and sit there until the water gets cold.
Yeah.
I like to eat a tub of ice cream if necessary. I mean, there's just so many things that can help you relax and not think about things. So I feel like if you were to really sit down with yourself and think about it, you can find anything that would be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
And your poetry?
Oh yeah, I write. I forgot.
I forgot.
No, that, I write poetry when I'm stressed out, when I need to relax. I'll write a song. It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend's always like, you need to write a song. I'm like, listen, I will. But I'll read poetry, write, paint. That's like my number one stress.
Yes, and she's a savage at it too.
I'll take a walk. I'll sit and meditate. Hot shower, like you said. Now I'll just sit there and talk to Jax.
Oh, I love that.
Like, that's all I do all day, 24/7.
I can't really think of any of them.
I feel like it'll get better once he starts like talking back to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like a best friend.
He talked though. Yeah, he talked.
Right now he kind of like yells at
me. Mm-hmm.
Oh. He's like, ah. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do like painting and stuff too. This podcast definitely helps because I found myself in a space where it's like, I'll literally go to work and I wasn't working as often as I used to. So when AJ would be at work, I'll literally just be in my bed on social media. Mm-hmm. And that's the worst thing to do because it's just like more, I'm just sitting there on my phone. It's like, I'm looking at everyone else's perfect life while I'm sitting in a fucking bed, not doing shit. Like it was just like so irritating. So I started this podcast. This has been helping a lot because like I've been talking about a lot of shit that again a lot of people don't know about me. Like it's been great. But since you guys have, you know, like depression, anxiety, have you guys like thought about taking like the meds route?
Ooh, okay. Funny story. I was like completely against it. I'm not anymore. Although I really don't think that they work. So my sister takes 7 medications.
Oh, sheesh.
She takes 7 medications and she takes one that helps her go to sleep at night because she can't sleep. But I'm so used to like my family telling me that I'm always angry because I have like wild anger problems. So I decided to try and take Wellbutrin and let me tell you something, that shit does not work.
Mm-hmm.
But I try to convince myself in my mind
that it's a mental thing
that it works,
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't. Mm-hmm. So it's like at work, I would take like a Wellbutrin in the morning, and I'm like, it's gonna work. I'm not angry. I'm not angry. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, it does. Mm-hmm. Like my sister, it actually does work,
mm-hmm.
probably because she's on 7. But I don't want to like medicate myself. I want to be able to heal myself without mm-hmm. having to take a drug to do it.
Is she the same? Though, like
you can tell when she takes
say,
it, and
like often. When they take it, they're not like the same person
she's the same.
As they were before.
So the 7 medications that she's on right now is the 7 that we set after her trying like 40.
Okay,
wow,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because there were some that were like she would like talk to her and she's like completely blank.
Yeah,
and my mom doesn't like that, so it's like we got her to a 7 medication thing like 3 in the morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So she's completely herself. She kind of feels like she's not herself without it.
Mm.
So she'll tell us that she needs it. I need it because I feel this way right now.
Yeah, that's
and that's good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
I don't feel safe and I don't feel like I'll be able to go throughout the day. So can I have something that'll take the edge off?
That's good because one time I saw this guy tweet like, if you're on meds for anxiety, depression, stop taking them. It doesn't work. But it's like, you can't tell
other people. Yeah.
Like,
and I hate
people
like
need
that.
It. Like you said, your sister, some people need it to function and feel like themselves.
And some people that actually need it, they'll probably not do it because they see posts like that.
And that's dangerous to tell people to do that because when they have an episode and some shit happens, it's like...
That insults all the people on social media be talking shit about that person. If that person go and shoot somebody up or something like that, like, you don't know what the fucking person is going through. Like, I hate people.
But I never really... I mean, I thought about taking for, like, my anxiety, taking something... But I don't know how I feel about it. I don't really like taking medicine, period.
Same.
Unless I have to.
Same.
But I feel like sometimes I have it under control. But sometimes my anxiety is so bad. Like, on my way here, I'm like, oh my God, what is she going to ask? Like, how am I going to answer these questions?
That's just like when people text you, they be like, oh, I got to talk to you. It's like, what?
Like, bro,
what?
Tell me now.
Right, yeah. I'm like that,
but
too.
But I legit get anxiety over everything. If I have to go to the store by myself... And I feel like I have a weird feeling. It's like, all right, I'm just gonna stay inside.
Oh,
like, I get anxiety over stupid shit.
I don't think that's stupid. That happens.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, literally, I was contemplating on, like, asking Keisha, like, hey, can Nook come with me? And then I was like, absolutely not. He absolutely cannot. You pull your panties up and just go. So
I'm happy you're here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Anxiety is so hard to deal with.
No, seriously.
Because there's like social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
There's all these types of anxieties. And I feel like I have that
all of them.
Like legit all of them. It's like, oh my God. It's so stressful. It's so draining.
Would you consider going to a therapist?
Recently I've been considering it. But I hate when I look like I'm weak.
Being vulnerable.
Yeah, I know having anxiety, like, you're not weak.
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel everything you feel. But I don't know, I just hate being in need of help.
Yeah.
I hate asking for help. I hate it.
I feel you. I'm like, I'm that to a certain extent, but like we had different paths. I see where my anger was bringing me, like me about to get expelled from school. Like I could have went to jail. All this stuff is like, all right, you need some help, bitch. Yeah. Like, but like I stabbed my ex-boyfriend and he had to get like 5 stitches on his fucking arm. It's just like, no, seriously, it's like shit. Me doing shit like that is like, you shouldn't be doing shit like that. And in that time period, like I was in a very, very dark place. Mm-hmm. Like I need to find a therapist that's like for me. Mm-hmm. Like I need someone that's my complexion, that understands my, no, seriously, like I don't want to sit there mm-hmm. and go and talk to someone that's white and like right. they don't know what the just fuck I'm talking about. Yeah, crazy. So it's just like,
I tried that.
Yeah, like
recently I've been thinking about going to like little mommy and me groups
for like, yeah, people that
depression mm-hmm. and stuff, because this shit
is overrated.
Ready for a kid, don't have one.
And I want a dog too. Like I want a therapy dog. Like
I want a therapy thing. Dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my like gosh! I want a dog.
And I need some reassurance. So I just take my cat. Like come on, let me cuddling.
Yeah. Like I need some something. Like mm-hmm. that little pink pillow. That's my therapy right there. And AJ. But it's just like I need something like outside of that. That's gonna help me.
He is registered and has a red jacket.
Ooh, oh my gosh!
Yeah. He really helps me.
Yeah, I need that.
He'll just like stare at you. Like he knows when I'm sad. I had a conversation with him yesterday because I was going to the store and nobody was at home. And I was like having a rough day, but I had to go to the store because I wanted to make rice and I didn't have oil.
It's always that one thing.
So I threw a pity party. Like, do I really want to go? I'd rather starve. I'd rather starve. But I finally like, okay, let me just go get the damn oil. And I'm like looking at him and he's like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm going to the store and I promise I'll be right back. I swear to God, I'll be right back. And he's looking at me like, okay, crazy Jesse. See you later.
How do you get him like certified for that?
Cause I paid for it. Honestly, I went online and answered a few questions about him, took him to a class at PetSmart and paid $90.
Oh wow. Cool. I know it's that easy.
Yeah. See, if y'all need a therapy dog.
Yeah, I need a therapy dog.
And it's really good because they give you a letter, they give you a license, like all the stuff that you need necessary, because I have a pit bull and a lot of people don't like them. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't, like you're not allowed to rent or anything with a pit bull.
Yeah.
So I cannot be turned away just because he's a therapy dog.
That's dope.
He's like a little angel baby. Yeah. So cute.
You know, he looks a little scary.
So how would you guys say your communication skills are?
My communication skills suck. Because I'm very emotional. So the moment I'm mad, sad, feeling some type of way, I'm going to just cry. And I'm going to give you the silent treatment because I don't know how to express my words without crying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that makes me look weak. It's like, I'm not crying because, you know, well, sometimes I'm crying because I'm sad, but other times it's just, I don't know how to express myself.
So like you're overwhelmed.
Cry. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know what to say. Like, I know what I want to say,
mm-hmm.
but if I say it, I feel like my point is going to be taken, like, it's going to be what's
that's
the word?
True.
Yes. So then I'm like, you know what? I'm just not going to voice my opinion.
And you would say like, your upbringing affected you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because when I would try to talk about stuff, it's like, oh, she's just emotional today. Mm-hmm. Or, oh, she's just sad today. Or, oh, she has an attitude. So mm-hmm. it's like, whatever.
Just fuck it. Yeah. I definitely agree
and
with
that's
that.
Bad, having like a fuck it attitude. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not really fuck it, though.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't want to get, not judged, but I hate being put in a like, oh, she just has an attitude. It's like I don't have an attitude. If I tell you how I feel, that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, I feel like I always come off different than I actually want to sound.
Agree.
So I just don't say anything.
That's definitely me too.
My communication skills are, I think, pretty good, just simply because the household that I grew up in, like my parents were very vocal. Like, even if there was something that I didn't like, they would tell me to tell them what it was. But to make sure that I always remained respectful or I'll get my ass beat. So I've never had an issue telling people how I feel. I've always had an issue with how people receive it.
Mm.
So Yeah. Like what you were just saying. I completely,
basically what I meant to say.
You know what I mean? I completely disagree with that. If I'm telling you that it hurt me, who are you to tell me that
they
it didn't?
Did. Yeah. Hello.
I'm telling
Same
you that
shit.
It hurt.
Yeah.
My feelings are valid.
Yeah.
Now you're telling me that I'm being controversial. Now you're telling me that I'm irrational. Now you're telling me that I'm crazy. You're telling me that, but it's like, you're the one that's wrong.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
You asked me, I told you you didn't like it, and now you're trying to use reverse psychology and make me seem like I'm batshit crazy.
That's exactly why I say fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that like throws me on a spiral. Then I start getting angry and like flipping the fuck out. Like, no, now you're gonna listen to me.
For me, instead of flipping out, it's just like I'm gonna hold that grudge and I'm gonna be mad at you for however long I wanna be mad at you for. And if I have an attitude,
fuck it.
It's your fault.
You gotta deal with it. Cause you ain't wanna accept what I was saying.
Yep. I would definitely agree with that. Would you guys say you have self-esteem issues?
Yes. I feel like I hate my boobs, number one. So that's like my main...
Bitch, give me some!
Take it, bitch! That's like my main thing ever since I was little, because I had boobs since like...
Forever?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's like, I feel like not proportionate, you know, because I need an ass. When I get my ass done, don't judge me. I'm getting it.
Okay? Hello, I'm here for it.
I don't care what nobody say. I'm getting my butt done. Mm-hmm. All right? Mommy makeover.
Period.
And I don't know. I think it also goes hand in hand with my anxiety and paranoia because I feel like someone is always talking about me. Like,
me
too. I could be at the mall minding my business and I just be like, I feel like everyone's looking at me.
Same.
What are they looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Do I have something on my face? Is my hair a mess? Mm-hmm. Are they like, oh, her ass is flat? Like, but now, more so that I had a baby because my stomach, I used to be, bitch, I had baby abs. All right. I worked hard for my abs.
And you can get them back.
I remember that.
Yes, mm-hmm. I was in good shape. Okay. And now I'm all flubbery and I'm not really. But it's okay.
Because you literally just had jacks.
Yes.
Like, you gotta put that in consideration too.
My confidence will be back soon.
Hello. Because you're still that bitch that kind.
Ew.
I feel like I definitely have self-esteem issues. And I don't like to tell people that. Because when I say that, they always give me the same fucking response.
Oh, you're beautiful. Why? Yes. Why? Oh, my
God. Yeah. No. And it's not even like that. It's like I have self-esteem issues on the inside that comes to the outside. Like, I have bad skin. It was a point in my life where I would wear makeup every single fucking day. Like, when I first started dating Nook, I had makeup on. So I felt like I had to keep that up. Like I felt like I needed to wear makeup. And then one day he showed up to my house unannounced with dinner. And I was like, looking like this right now, like this. And I'm like, oh, no, you gotta wait a minute. And my mom was like, well, no, you brought dinner. Mm-hmm. And it looks good. You know? So,
I'll eat it, shit.
So like I fucking like an idiot turned off all the lights.
Oh my God.
Yep, like. All my friends that, like, I went to high school with, like, they would all be at my house, and they all saw me without makeup. Like, fucking Leandre seen me without makeup. Like, I don't care. I'm not physically attracted to these people, so, like, I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, when Nook would come around, I was so self-conscious that he would look at me and be like, you are not what I think you are. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So, it was like, I fucking ran to the living room. I turned off all the lights, and I'm like, we're just gonna have dinner in the dark. My mom's like, what are you doing? Like, what is wrong? She's looking at me because I was fine 5 minutes ago. And like now 5 minutes pass and I'm freaking out. And she's like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And he literally put the food down and like sat there and stared at me. He was like, what is the problem? And like the whole time he's like trying to grab my face and look at me. I'm like turning my face. And he's like, what's the problem? I'm like, I hate the way my face looks. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And he's like, I think it looks great. And I brought you steak. So it's gonna get cold.
I love it.
And like from that moment, I like had to explain to him how I felt about makeup and why I would wear it, and we threw it all out.
Yes, girl.
Same. I didn't wear it for 2 years. Like I don't tell people this because it makes me emotional. I didn't wear it for 2 years. He made me feel so beautiful.
I love it, and you can see like how he makes you feel.
Yeah,
all the time. I'm like, I love them.
Fucking asshole.
Stop. You're making me tear.
But like now I'm like, I finally bought makeup again and he actually bought it for me. He got me like the Fenty line because I was like so obsessed with it. And I only wear it when I go somewhere now. And it's to the point where I haven't worn it so long that when I do wear it, I want to take it off.
That bothers the shit out of me.
And it's kind of like, okay, I have bad skin. I don't give a fuck. I'm at Walmart. You see me.
It's like, we all have bad skin.
No, seriously. What
I
mean?
It's like, whatever. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I would definitely say that too. Like, especially with the makeup stuff, because, like, all my friends are light-skinned, like you, like, when we was hanging out with Zaria and shit like that. So, like, you guys wear makeup. I never wore makeup. Like, the first time I wore makeup was in fucking college, my junior year, because these girls that I was hanging out with, they always have fucking makeup. And, again, they were lighter. So, I'm just like, okay, like, I'm the only dark-skinned. Let me wear fucking makeup so I can get some attention, too. So, it was like, mind you, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. So, it's like, my eyebrows were dark as shit and all this stuff. Right. Like, I looked a hot ass mess. But, like, as I got, like, better at it, like, I found myself just, like, you wearing it, like, every single day. And I'm just like, this is not me. Like, why am I? And I realized that about myself because, like, I got fucked up skin, but it's not, like, drastic, which I was, I'm always greasy. Like, I'm always oily.
But you think it's drastic.
Yeah, exactly. Because I'm looking at myself. I'm not looking at, like, I don't know. Like, it's just fucking weird. But, like, just the little shit that I'll sit and see about myself and I'm just like, ew, like, and like now I'm just like, it is what it is.
That bitch.
No, seriously, AJ helps me with that too, because it's like he has his own problems and just like how I look at him and like he's just like, oh, why? Like, he hates when I stare at him because he has acne problems too. So it's just like, why are you staring at me? I'm like, cause you look good.
Right. He's like, look good.
Right, you look good, nigga. That is. And I'm just like, what? Like, what's your issue? Like, he genuinely, like, I see it in him to this day. Like, he's still comfortable with me, but he's just like,
yeah.
Why are you looking at me? Yeah. And I'm just like, I hate when people stare at me too for that reason. So like, I understand it. So. Like, we all have our self-esteem issues, but I'm happy, like, we're working towards it. And, like, getting more comfortable, in a sense, with it.
Being a mom, I look how I look, all right? You get what you get.
Yeah, that's that.
I'm gonna look a mess 9 times out of 10 when you see me now.
I'm not a mom, and I always look a mess. Like, shit.
A child look good. I don't care what I look like.
I look like I have 3 kids.
Just
right
act
now.
Like you don't see me.
I look like I have a good, solid 2, you know?
I'm pushing for 3.
I look a little, you know, 4-ish.
Bye. Right.
She looks better than both of us right now.
Seriously. Wow. How would you guys rate your self-love level right now? Like, scale of 1 to 10.
That's a hard question for me.
Ponder on it, sis.
Because I love where I'm at mentally, not regarding mother stuff, but like how far I've come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love how much I've grown. And since my son, I love how much I've grown. But like I said, with this baby weight, it's bringing it down a little bit. But if we are on a scale 1 through 10, I'd say like a 7.
Same.
I would say 2. 7.5.
Yeah. 7.5.
We all
hard on the ish.
Yeah, you know.
But I don't know. I feel like I need a day to get my hair done. Like, I don't feel myself fully right now. I think that's part of, like,
being busy all the time.
Baby. Yeah. Like, it's always about Jax right now. So I feel like once I get a day to myself where I can, like, get everything together, have a day where I can clean my room, brush my hair. Because there's been times I don't brush my hair for, like, 5 days. And it's like, bro, I'm a mess. Like, I need to pick it back up.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm working towards it. We'll get to an 8 soon.
We here, sis. We get here. Hello. Oh. So, when do you guys realize that you guys were different from others? You knew, like, you had, like, this depression and anxiety. Like, when did you guys notice that?
I noticed that when I would try to explain myself and people would give me this stupid look. Like, I'm trying to explain how I feel and you're looking at me because you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I would explain myself and people like for instance my dad, like I told my dad a long time ago I'm depressed and he looked at me and he said depression isn't real. He said it's called life. When life is hitting you, figure it out. That's exactly what he said to me. And I was just looking at him, I'm like, what are you
doing? Yeah, like,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done talking to you.
Right.
I'm like, so you've never been depressed in your life? No, I've only had bad days. I'm like, that's wonderful. I want to get to a point in my life where I feel like that, but you're lying.
Yeah.
I also feel like that goes with how men are raised.
Mm-hmm. Like, for sure.
They're raised to not show emotion, mm-hmm. not to cry, mm-hmm. and to just tough it out. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't really know how to deal with their emotions, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like if you're depressed, like, oh, it's just a
get over it.
Get
yeah.
over it. Get
yeah.
over it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing. I'm not raising Jax to be like that. You want to cry? Cry to me. Let me know what's going on, because as when I was a little kid, like, I couldn't really speak about it. So I want him to be able to.
Come to you.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that we all had these experiences too. Because, you have a kid now. But, like, when we have our kids and your future kids too, more, like, we have that, we're breaking that generational curse. Because
mm-hmm.
I know for sure, like, my mom definitely is the way she is with me, because my grandparents, like, they're, like, quiet, very quiet. They don't know how to communicate as well. So it's like, I can see why my mom doesn't know how to communicate with me. And I know why I don't know how to communicate with other people. And now I know, like, we all are dealing with our battles, but we don't know how to express that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, we express it in different ways. Like, my mom, like I said, she's more sensitive to me than me. She's more quiet. Me, I'm fucking angry. I'm the firecracker. Like, I think I have the worst temper in my whole family. Because, like, I'd be going off the fucking handle. So, like,
I would say I do, but I don't show it as much as my siblings.
Yeah, like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care where we are. And that's what is, like, really bad. Because I'm like, I don't care where we are, this, that, and the fourth. Like, I'm going to snap. Like, you piss me off, I'm going to fucking snap. And it's just, like, and once I realize that about myself, I'm like, bro, like, I'm really wowing. Like,
I remember
something's really wrong with me.
I remember, like, mad long ago at 10th Ave. I think it was Leandre. He pissed you off. Something
no,
happened.
No, Patrick.
And you punched Patrick. Him in the face.
Yeah, there was, he pushed my little brother.
Yes, yes.
He pushed my little brother. And I do not play about my little brother.
And you punched him in the face.
Yes. And my mom before. Came and everything to the park.
This
like,
was before me and you were, like, friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Like, I was livid. I don't care who the fuck you are. It's like, you piss me off. Like, I don't care if you're bigger than me. You think you're stronger. To me, I'm going to fuck you up. Like, I'm going to do whatever in my power to get my anger out. And I was like,
sound like my little sister.
No, like, I don't give a, like, I fight niggas. Like, I fight moms, grandmas.
I realized I was different from others when I was literally spending the whole day in a guidance counselor. I'd be like, how long did I go to counselor? Kindergarten, first grade, second grade, a lot of middle school. Me and Miss Quinlan, rest in peace, her. I'd be in there all the time. And we sit there and cry to each other.
Aww.
Like, legit. This was in Asbury. I hated Asbury. And if the guidance counselor was in her office, I was right in the nurses taking a nap.
Mm.
That makes sense.
Shout out to them.
And this wasn't a subject that you guys were always open to talk about. Like, at one point, did you guys become... Is it today? Did I make you guys comfortable to talk about this stuff?
I'm always an open book, because I love letting people know that they can come to me. And with that, I let them know, like, what I'm going through. Like, I was going to start a whole little blog.
Do it.
About, like, new moms. And, like,
yeah, I remember depression. You saying that. Yeah.
Yeah, I, like, fell off. It's a lot. I have to, like, get my page going.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I like letting people know that it's okay.
Yeah.
Not be okay.
No, seriously. That's a bar. Name three things you guys want people to know about anxiety and depression. I want to say, I want people to know that depression and anxiety isn't something that you're just gonna wake up and you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't tell someone, like, oh, it'll get better this day, that day, because, like, we don't know that. Like, in our heads, I know in my head specifically, it's like, oh, no, it's not. Like, I got this, that, and a fourth, and, like, that shit makes me even more anxious. So it's like, you got to be more gentle with people. And I wouldn't even say, like, put yourself in their shoes, because you genuinely can't, because you don't know their battles. Another one I would say is talk to your friends, because you don't know who's going through things, what they've gone through, and don't even be so quick to respond, just be that ear for them. Okay. And the third one I shall say is, I'll say be more open-minded. That you can't be closed-minded about the subject, because again, like, it's a very, like, it's confusing to me, because, like, I don't know what the hell I be going through or, like, thinking sometimes. Like, it's just my mind be all over the place. So, it's like, bear with me.
Mm-hmm.
Bear fucking with me.
That's the one. I would say that as well. I would say know that it shows differently in different people.
Facts.
Some people, they wear it on their sleeve. They'll let you know how they're feeling. Some people, they'll have a smile on their face every day, seem like they're the most well put together person that you know. I would say if you need help and you feel like you're getting to a point where you want to act on your thoughts, then to get help, even if it's just from a friend, a trusted friend, a family member, anybody, a stranger.
Try not to be alone.
Yes, do not be alone. Sometimes isolation is good, but when you're alone too much, I feel like you're in your head too much.
Gives you too much opportunity to act upon those thoughts.
Yeah. If it's like self-reflecting time, like meditating, that's good. But if you're having bad thoughts, don't try to get out the house. That was my number one thing. I was in the house too much. And that's where, like, a lot of my bad thoughts would start coming to my head. So I definitely had to take walks. So get out the house.
Fun fact. So did you know that the state of New Jersey is ranked number one for depression, anxiety, and suicide and drug abuse for the age range of 10 years old to 34?
10?
I believe it.
State of New Jersey.
Yes. Sheesh.
And it's ranked number 3 out of all entire 50 states for every single person that is from birth to death.
Wow.
Number 3. We got some serious problems in the state of New Jersey.
Seriously. State. One, it's expensive.
That's the number one thing. That's probably why people out here stressing like that.
They don't pay high enough.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So with that little fun tidbit, I feel like number one is to recognize that it's real, that everybody damn near in the state of New Jersey has it, according to status quo 2020. And I feel like it's fixable, meaning you can do things to help yourself, you can do things to help others.
Mm-hmm.
And my third, which is my most important one, is to respect their boundaries.
Yes.
Y'all need to stop breaking boundaries. Y'all need to start respecting each other and being gentle with each other and caring about one another, or even trying to act like you care, mm-hmm. even if you don't give a shit. Like,
it's free to be nice.
You know what I mean? It costs $0 to be a nice person. You never know what somebody's going through, like, ever. And now that I threw that statistic out there, you know that it can be your mom, your dad, your sister,
your brother,
your girlfriend, your boyfriend. It could be anybody. It could be the person you're sitting next to right now. It's not going to kill you to turn around and say, hey, I love you.
Mm-hmm.
So do that more often.
Yes.
Another thing I want people to stop, because I know a lot of people, they think, like, people are making it a trend to seem depressed,
mm-hmm.
just because people are, like, tweeting about it. But mm-hmm. sometimes those people, they just, that's their, like, escape. Mm-hmm. Like, putting their feelings on the internet. Sometimes those people need help too. So I don't want people to just be like, oh, they want attention.
Yeah.
Because right. there may be people that want attention, but there are people that
that's their need way of getting attention. Yeah. I feel you on that. I'm guilty of that though. I be talking shit sometimes. Not gonna hold you.
That's okay.
I mean, I'm never the person to vent on, like, social media anymore. I used to, and I realized that I was really toxic. It wasn't helping.
Mm-hmm.
But some people, they need someone to be like, oh, let me, like, reach out to them. They've been on the timeline, you know?
Yeah, that's true. But it was great talking to you, ladies. I love each and every one of you guys.
Love you more.
It was so nice how you guys opened up. I genuinely loved it. You guys shared tears. We learned so much more about each other. Like, I genuinely, like, appreciate this conversation. And I'm happy we had this conversation because, like I said, it's a conversation that's happening a lot more now, which I definitely do appreciate because it definitely needs to be known.
Yeah.
But there's a reason why certain people act a certain way. And like they said, it doesn't kill you to be nice or to just ask them, hey, what's up? Like, how you doing? Da-da-da-da. Like, don't just be so judgmental all the time.
Yeah.
Like,
it's definitely talked about more, but it needs to be, like, acted upon.
For sure. So, thank you guys for listening to Make It Make Sense. Make sure you guys tune in for the next episode.